In the UK, Prime Minister Theresa May is under a political death watch after failing to deliver Brexit. The question isn't whether she will step down, but when. And her Conservative Party is expected to take a beating at the polls today in the European parliamentary elections, while the brand new Brexit Party gets rewarded. Joining us now is NPR's Frank Langfitt in London. Hi, Frank.
Hey, Jeremy.
And so let's start with Prime Minister May. First of all, what is the sense there about how much longer that she can hang on?
Well, I was out, you know, you're mentioning the elections. I was out this morning traveling around talking to voters. And most people that I talk to think that she shouldn't last very long. And most of them, almost all of them, there's some sympathy for her, but they would like to see her move on very quickly. I was up in a place called Watford. It's about 30 miles north of London by train. And I met a guy named Warwick Bird outside a church, which was a polling area. And I asked him about May's future. And this is what he said.
Non-existent. She'd be out by the weekend, I would imagine. She's very stubborn. She won't compromise with anyone at all within her own party.
Now, the 1922 committee, this is a committee of parliamentary backbenchers in the Conservative Party. The leader is going to go talk to May tomorrow, I think, to try to get her to set a resignation date. But honestly, Jeremy, what's really remarkable here is there's no sign the prime minister is budging, even though she seems to have little, if any, power left. What 10 Downing Street has said is they still intend to bring back some kind of new Brexit withdrawal plan for a vote, but they're delaying that. Jeremy Hunt, the foreign secretary, this morning said that the prime minister will still be in office when President Trump comes here from June 3rd to June 5th. Mm-hmm. The question is, will May have already announced her resignation and simply be a caretaker at that point? We'll have to see.
But she did lose another high-profile cabinet minister just yesterday. Tell us what happened.
She did. And Jeremy, remember, this is the 36th minister she's lost. has resigned during 3 years, which I don't know my British history, but that sounds like a lot of ministers to me. And what happened there is the woman's name is Andrea Leadsom. She's the leader of the Commons, which means she manages government's business in the House of Commons. And what she said is she could no longer support the prime minister because she felt the prime minister was now offering, as she did earlier this week, a road to actually a second Brexit referendum, which infuriated Brexiteers in her party as well as other Brexiteers in the Labour Party, and that's why Leadsom decided to resign.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about the European parliamentary elections, which are going on today in the UK. What are people telling you about that?
Well, I think the big story is exactly what you hit on earlier, and that is the Brexit Party. And this is a remarkable political story in this country. The Brexit Party is perhaps 6 weeks old, and it is way ahead in the polls, ahead of the Labour Party and the ruling Conservative Party. And it's run by Nigel Farage. If you would remember back 3 years ago, he was one of the main campaigners mm-hmm. for the Brexit referendum. He's very charismatic, and they're way, way out ahead. When we were talking earlier this week, I was at this Brexit Party rally. It was very boisterous, and I met a woman named Frances Elliott, and she told me that she's very angry with the way Labour and other people in the parliament are not supporting Brexit. And this is how she put it to me.
I'm absolutely gutted because I'm Labour through and through, but it was the push for the second referendum. I felt very insulted. I think our mainstream politics have sold out the British people. We've not been respected. We've been called Nazis and fascists.
So Frances was sitting next to her sister, June Sally. She's a lifelong member of the ruling Conservative Party. And Frances said it was remarkable that even though they're politically different, they found themselves in the same place earlier this week. Here's how she put it.
And this is also the only party that my sister as a Tory and me as a Labour can come to together. I love that. I really love that.
Okay, so this Brexit Party is giving people a way to come together, obviously, if they're in a divided family. But let me ask you this, Frank. There are still a lot of people in the UK, especially in London, who don't want to Brexit and are hoping that there is a second referendum. What about all those people? Are they going to vote today for people in the European Parliament?
They are, but it's a little more difficult because the Labour Party is split, so they don't have a really clear message. And so the kind of energy, the Remainer vote here is split. I talked to people who've said in earlier votes we've had, they're going to support the Liberal Democrats who are clearly for Remain, Labour split. So you're going to see a diffusion of the Remain vote. But what's going to really stand out probably on Sunday night when we get these results is how well this new party, the Brexit Party, has done.
Okay. And so let's bring it back around to what's going to happen with the leadership of the UK. If May leaves, when May leaves, who's going to replace her?
Well, it's going to be like the Democratic nomination for running against Donald Trump in 2020.
It's going to be a host of people. Right.
Jeremy, everybody is going to get in on this. The person everyone's going to be focusing on, though, is already the front runner, Boris Johnson, hardcore Brexiteer, former London mayor. He's, you know, he's a bumbling guy. He's politically incorrect, but he's also erudite and he's charismatic and he's way ahead in the polls in the Tory party membership. Most importantly, most people in the Tory party membership think he's the person who can win the next general election.
And his hair looks just like President Trump's hair too.
Kind of.
So there's
there's a lot of – they're both big outsized personalities and hardcore populists.
That's NPR's Frank Langfitt in London as voters go to the polls again today in the European parliamentary elections. Thanks, Frank.
Happy to do it, Jeremy.